Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. Maryland-raised, Brooklyn-based rapper Odyssey's new EP, Odd Cure, is 11 tracks long, but only about half of those are songs. The rest are phone conversations Odyssey had with family and friends, like this one with his grandma.
Hello?
Hello, young lady. It's your grandson, Amir. You got so many grandkids. You don't even...
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine.
How you been, though? You staying in the house? You staying safe?
Oh, yeah. I've been in here. I'm going nowhere. Stuff is terrible.
Mm-hmm. But you got food and stuff? You good?
Oh, yeah. I got food. Yeah. I went with Mayor Ari Moe to our giant last week. And I signed a line to go in. We let one person at a time. They saw four workers in that giant up on 14th Street. They had the virus.
Oh, serious?
They were tested positive for it. Now, pray to God we don't get it. I'm going to stay away from everybody.
Good.
I go to store and get my groceries and come right straight back home. That's where I stay at.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I just want to make sure you was okay, Grandma.
Yeah, thank you for calling me. You take care of yourself.
I will.
And then kiss the baby for me.
I will.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Okay, bye.
Maybe you noticed Odyssey's grandma mentioning the virus in that clip. That's because the call was recorded during the pandemic. In fact, Odyssey started the whole EP in March while in self-isolation, and he finished it by May, but he didn't set a public release date. So his fans were caught off guard, but delighted when he dropped Odd Cure on July 17th. Stereogum calls it a gorgeous surprise, and the music site Exclaim crowned it hip-hop's first pandemic masterpiece. Odyssey joins me now for an All of It listening party. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. How's it going?
Going really well. How about you? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Holding in there. Can't complain.
The story goes you started writing this in March and finished it in May. Now, at the start, did you realize you were actually writing something that would be part of a complete album or EP? Or was it just songs came, and then another one came, and then another one came?
I decided when I came home from my final performance of 2020 that I wanted to dedicate this record to this period in time. Mm-hmm. My last show was in Bangkok in Thailand, and I came home on the 9th of March, and I had scrapped the previous project that I was working on. I was already slated to come out with several EPs and an album this year, and the EP I was going to release, I decided to put on the back burner and focus on a capsule piece.
The song we're going to listen to first is called The Cure. When did you write this one?
When did I write that? It must have been somewhere around March 11th or 12th.
Wow, right.
That I started to write that, yeah.
Well, let's take a listen to The Cure from Odyssey.
Tell me something that I want to hear. Like, can you find a new replacement? Babylon line off the top. I'ma take it back to the basement. I could lose a door, found laying in a gutter. Get it all back, that's words to my mother. Comfy in the county where it's really all black. Chilly in the city where it's getting off color. Never made it rain, I could save a long rack. On a rainy day, you know how to take cover. Let it all flood, I'ma swim it all back. I ain't made of iron, I'm just braver than the others. Light don't let you, but it let it come test. But if you love life, you can't get a wrong number. If you go, want to learn to take a long breath. Wait it all now, come back with a flex. Looking for a hand, all I ever got was steps. Walk on once, now walk on quest. I can walk on water, I can walk on set. My jet game, only thing wet.
I'm the pros, I'm the cons, I'm the hope.
That's Odyssey from Odd Cure. The song is called The Cure. When you release this group of work, do you call it an album, an EP? What do you call it?
For me, it was an EP.
Because
it's less than seven songs. But technically, when the album was registered, the interludes counted as individual tracks. So it's registered as an album, but it very much is a six-track EP.
All right, we'll go with EP. So you wrote on Twitter that you'd gotten stuck in the cycle of recording, promoting, releasing, recording, promoting, releasing. What did it feel like to get out of that cycle?
Oh, it was amazing to actually get back to the roots of being able to make music for the sake of it and not because of a deadline and things that were already set in place before I even set foot into the studio. You know, sometimes when you're in the midst of something, you don't necessarily realize how much of a toll it's taking on you or how much you're drifting away from your original intentions on pursuing it in the first place. And I had a very, very good cycle. Don't get me wrong, but it was something that was taking me away release after release from actually enjoying making music, enjoying touring, et cetera. And I needed that time off. And I probably wouldn't have even taken it myself. It was the birth of my daughter in 2017 that made me slow down.
Yeah, I actually have a friend who is very excited for this segment, and I don't want to tip where you are from, but he's like, I go to the park with my daughter, I see Odyssey there with his kid, it's so cool, he's such a good dad.
Oh, you have to tell me afterwards who it is. I'm sure we chat on the playground.
Yeah, he said he's a really amazing guy. How has parenthood changed you?
Well, parenthood is something that's definitely motivated me. There are always these markers in life that kind of let you know where you are and where you want to be and where you should be. And parenthood is definitely one of those for me. It's made me more patient. It's made me more understanding. It's made me value time. If I thought I valued time, I really value time as a parent, you know? And watching life through the eyes of a new human being just completely has given me a different perspective on my life, life itself, my past, and particularly my having a daughter, and realizing more so than ever what life is like for women, and when things start, when social conditioning, mm-hmm. when gender norms and generalizations, when those things begin, how early they begin, and how aggressive they are. It's really changed me.
My guess is Odyssey. We're talking about his new EP, Odd Cure. Music. We're talking parenting, too. Why not? So let's take a listen to another track. This is Still Strange. Who's with you on this track?
Still Strange features a longtime friend of mine by the name of Priya Raghu. She is a Sri Lankan singer-songwriter from Zurich, Switzerland, or just outside of Zurich. We met many years ago while I was touring through mutual acquaintances. We've done songs together in the past. And funny enough, the lyrics that she's singing, I wrote in 2014. Oh, and when the beat was composed and I started writing the lyrics, I just heard her voice on it and I gave her a call. And luckily she was the same place I was, in her house. And I sent her the lyrics and a demo and the track, and she sent it back to me, and this is the end result.
Let's take a listen to Still Strange from Odyssey.
I'll front your place, I hide emotions, but can't match depression. You get me high, I'm at your gate, I missed our close connection. Hope I'm not banned from charging again to make it work. I lost you first, make matters worse. I lost my job, I'm non-essential, maybe. Don't wash your hands of me, we should be closer, why you be distant? You hate what we've become, but you love what we plan to be. I'm focused, but still randomly, my thoughts are swayed. My whole life's an awkward phase, in short I say.
We don't make the mistakes that we used to. They've been replaced by something useful, but I'm still strange. Nothing's changed. We told lies, now we're truthful. Can't go back to what we used to.
That is a good one to be in the car with the windows down. Just a good driving tune. I love that line. My whole life is an awkward phase.
Absolutely.
Even with all your success, do you still feel awkward sometimes?
Yeah. Partly because of achievements, I feel awkward. I never know who to be in front of whomever. It's very difficult to truly be myself. I think anybody can relate to that. But your friend, for instance, he may know who I am as an artist, but a lot of people, you know, other parents in the playground have no idea what it is that I do. It's hard to explain. And then, you know, I try to tell someone that that you're a rapper and they've never heard of you, you know? So I end up coming up with some sort of story that they can comprehend and, you know, we can carry on with our relationship on the playground. But I'm constantly in that position of trying to explain my existence to everyone around me, you know?
At what point did you decide, Odyssey, that skits would be part of this EP? Because there's a lot of them.
It was about midway where I had kind of gotten into this cycle of calling family and friends and being reached out to as well from family and friends. And I started to notice that that level of contact and communication was just as important to what was going on as the news or as media. And it was increasing. I think all of us can relate. I was reaching out to people and I was coming in contact with family and friends who many of them I hadn't spoken to in quite some time. And this was the first time in my life that we were all experiencing something around the world at the exact same time. It wasn't isolated. And I really wanted to capture talking to a friend on the West Coast, talking to my father who was in Sudan, talking to my grandmother who was in D.C., you know, my mom who was just outside of D.C. in Maryland. And we were all finally having the exact same conversation. And that was really, really special for me because my dad lives in another continent, in another country. And it was very rare that the exact same thing that my grandmother and my mom were experiencing in America, my dad was experiencing there and all of my friends around the world at the same time. So to really make the album make sense, I felt that the conversations needed to anchor it.
Well, let's take a listen to one of the interstitials. It's called Call Ma.
Hello?
Hey, Ma.
Hey, Amir. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I had to go to work today. I'm in a Safeway now.
How you doing with all this mess going on outside?
Oh, it's okay. And I'm so tired of the subway. It's starting to get to me a little bit.
Told you I'd get you a car. You just said need to get your help.
But Amir, things have changed now. If you're not getting the business that you used to get, I don't want to take advantage.
Oh, Ma, I'm good. I told you I'm good. If you need a car, I'll get you a car. It's no problem. Are you practicing social distancing? Are you wearing your mask? Are you doing all the stuff you're supposed to do?
Yeah, I got mask on. I got gloves on. I got pepper spray.
Pepper spray? What you need pepper spray for?
Because sometimes those drunk homeless guys, they see me walk and they start to approach me and I pull out my pepper spray and tell them, get back, get back. Did a documentary called Basketball County.
Oh, yeah,
why? How many great bets? Yeah. Why don't you do a documentary on rappers that came out of Maryland?
That's a good idea. Maybe I'll do a PG County rap documentary.
Yeah, you should. I mean, they do that. You know, some rap stars comes out of PG County. You should do something like that.
That is a genius idea, Mon. I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to shoot a documentary and show the world all the talent that we have in Prince George's County, Maryland.
Thank you for calling me. I was beginning to wonder if you want to call me.
Of course I was going to call
him. But anyway, what happens at the end of Ramadan? What are you supposed to say? What?
Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak. Although you didn't call me and tell me Merry Christmas.
I did call you and tell you Merry Christmas, didn't I?
You did? I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure I called you.
Uh-huh.
All right,
I love you dearly.
I love you too.
And I'll talk to you later.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, first of all, your mom sounds like a trip.
She's a wild one.
She sounds fantastic. So, really, seriously, have you ever put any thought into shooting a documentary about Prince George's County's rap scene?
I absolutely have not. That was a thought that was put in my head as soon as I got off the phone with my mother. She's referring to the Kevin Durant Showtime documentary, Basketball County, that Kevin Durant was responsible for producing, that talks about the amount of art, athletes that make it into the NBA that come from Prince George's County, Maryland. And it's very, very true. We produce a lot of NBA players and stars. And it's very little known as about where we're from. So we're very, very proud people. We rep hard, you know, wherever we go. And, my mother wants me to take that a step further. I don't know if we're there yet. I know we have a lot of great artists in Prince George's County, but I don't know if it's documentary worthy just yet.
My guest is Odyssey. We're talking about his EP, Odd Cure. It's an All of It listening party. So I do want to ask about one more skit. You know, it's you calling your manager to see if he has any updates on touring. He tells you touring's not happening. How has the pandemic made you rethink touring?
Yeah, it's that skit in particular has had an interesting reaction amongst my supporters. I've had a lot of people reach out to me by social media, email, et cetera, wanting to donate money because they realized that I wasn't able to tour. And It's interesting. I guess it's the way that I put it out there on the skit that led people to that impression. For me, you're either on tour or you're not on tour. And when you're not on tour, you're doing other things. And now that I'm no longer on tour for the rest of the year, there's a whole lot more that I can do to supplement that income and, quite honestly, finally have the time to do so and develop. I've always had a foot in music licensing. It's been something that's been an additional part of my income for many years. And while I was on tour, there were always times where I would get prompt sheets, you know, requesting music for commercials, film, television, and I was never able to submit. I was only able to submit to those things when I was finally home. Mm-hmm. But when I was home, I'd have 3 months to work on a record. So the majority of the music I had licensed, luckily, is from my existing catalog. But this year, I've had more time than ever to dive into it, and it's been really, really fruitful and successful. So I've just simply supplemented my touring income with licensing.
The name of the EP is Odd Cure. It is by Odyssey. Thank you so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Likewise. Thank you.
Let's go out on No Skips from Odd Cure. This is Odyssey.
Live from Bedford Stuyvesant. Representing Prince George's County, Maryland. And you say Lago? Yeah. I get around any town I'm a man about. Whoever you a fan of is my fan account. Not impressed if a restaurant got a waiting list. Traveled enough to know Palentas just to play the grits. Who got cars? I got lanes. Who got game? I got cards. Who's playing to advance? Run it double your budget, you bout to lose a fan. Odds stay underrated, but I improve the chance. I never meant to make any man feel insecure. Less time to accomplish to what the claim accomplished. Bro, honest, I'm proud that you never show profit. Much like the identity you pretend is yours. This one for the truth seekers, respect the real beast. And